as they performed the most intimate act a man and a woman engage in. I was only a dollar value, a commodity. To know this, in my formative teenage years, during that period when a woman defines her worth and identity, proved devastating. How does a child begin to process this? To feel, to hear that so many, many men didn't care about me at all? In fact, they celebrated my humiliation, degradation, and pain was a critical wound to my soul. It was a bitter view of inhumanity to an idealistic teenager. This awareness leads a victim of human trafficking to lose all love, even for themselves. When others don't value or love you, it becomes difficult to love yourself. There is no healthy example. Shame, embarrassment, and guilt fill the vacuum where love should thrive. Often the heart and the brain give conflicting messages. My heart was wounded from so many men treating me without care or value. Certain locations, smells, words, or songs can trigger memories. One day a friend and I watched a movie on trafficking called Call and Response. As I sat in my theater seat, trying to be strong and not remember, the passionate words of a song penetrated my carefully constructed shell. They don't know my name. The memory rushed forward like a wave crashing upon a rocky beach. On that night, the room smelled of sex, smoke, and musky incense when an older, attractive, olive-skinned man entered. He looked upon me, splayed naked on the bed, my hair rumpled, my young body wet and exhausted from being mounted by so many men already. Rarely did anyone look me in the eyes, but this man did, and I saw admiration and sadness reflected there. "What is your name?" he asked in a rough accent. Knowing I would be punished, I didn't dare say a word. The kind-eyed man seemed out of place among these other brutes. He turned to Nick. "What is her name?" Nick looked at him with disgust. "What does it matter? She has no name." His words struck my heart. I turned my head to the side as tears rolled down my cheek. "Never mind," I heard the man say. "I have changed my mind. The deal is off." I turned to watch the dignified man walk regally out of the room. I felt Nick's anger and his repulsion of the man who refused his prize. "Get up!"